AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. California has become the first state in the nation to mandate that teachers and school staff be vaccinated for COVID-19 or face weekly testing. The governor made the announcement today as schools begin reopening for the fall semester.
We think this is the right thing to do, and we think this is a sustainable way to keeping our schools open.
In Oregon, a surge in COVID cases has the governor requiring indoor mask wearing again for everyone.
Yesterday, we had over 2,300 cases reported, the highest number since the virus first landed in Oregon. Hospitalizations are also at a record high.
The White House is calling on OPEC to restore fuel supplies, hoping to help lower gasoline costs. President Biden.
We've seen the price that oil companies pay for a barrel of oil begin to fall. But the cost of gasoline is at the pump for more American people hasn't fallen. That's not what you'd expect in a competitive market.
New data from the Census Bureau, due out tomorrow, will show a dramatic shift in demographics over the past decade. Dozens of counties across 18 states, largely in the South, are expected to be less than 50% white, although no one racial or ethnic group has the majority. The white population is expected to shrink for the first time in census history. Tropical Storm Fred has made landfall in the Dominican Republic with warnings of dangerous flooding and mudslides. Florida could see heavy rains by the weekend. Jeopardy's announcing its new host, and there are two. Here's our Margie Zerolata with details.
Jeopardy! Executive producer Mike Richards and actor Mayim Bialik will split the hosting duties. Richards will host the daily syndicated show. Bialik will host the primetime and spinoff series.
The Dow gained 220 points today. The NASDAQ ended lower. This is AP News. Maybe heaven can wait, but not a phone call for the Pope.
In a decidedly unusual break from protocol, Pope Francis took a cell phone from an aide while standing at center stage in a Vatican auditorium for his weekly public audience. Francis chatted for a couple of minutes with whomever was on the other end. Like many people speaking on the phone, the Pope gestured with his free hand as if the caller could see him. The Vatican declined to comment about the nature of the very public call. Francis later waded into the audience to mingle with people who wanted to shake his hand or take selfies with the Pope. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Canadian researchers say a third dose of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine substantially improved protection for organ transplant recipients because their weaker immune systems don't always rev up enough with the standard two-shot protocol. It's a small study, but the most rigorous yet, that supports a third dose for this vulnerable group. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.